This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and now the story of a virgin birth. Really, this is occurring at the Chester Zoo in northern England, where a Komodo dragon named Flora is expecting 7 young ones with no male assistance. She is only the second Komodo dragon ever to do this all by herself. We're joined by one of the wise men attending Flora, Kevin Bewley. He's reptile curator at the Chester Zoo. Kevin, welcome. And what a season. What a thing. What is going on?
Yeah, you couldn't beat the timing, could you, really? So Flora, our female Komodo dragon, laid a clutch of eggs for us back in May this year, which is not unusual for a dragon to do this, even though she's not been mated, and Flora's actually never even seen a male.
She's never seen a male, so you know that she has both laid these eggs and fertilized them herself. This is a process called parthenogenesis. It's known to happen in lizards, but not really in Komodo dragons.
That's right, yeah. Parthenogenesis literally means, when you translate it from the Greek, virgin birth. And it's been reported in up to 70 species of vertebrate on the planet. But this is really the first time it's ever been reported in such a large and charismatic animal.
It is just a coincidence that it's happening around this time. You actually could have a virgin birth any day now?
Yeah, well, not so much a birth, more of a hatching. But certainly the eggs were conceived without a father. Because they were laid back in May, the incubation period for Komodo dragon eggs is anything between 7 and 9 months. The earliest these things could hatch out, and I'm not making this up, I promise, is actually Christmas Day.
Wow. Okay. Komodo dragons are native to Indonesia. Describe a Komodo dragon, will you? Because they're quite imposing creatures.
They are. They're incredibly impressive animals. They're the largest lizard on the planet by a long way. An adult male can reach up to 3 meters or 9 feet in length. Enormous, very effective predators. The main way the adult males kill is to actually use a host of deadly bacteria that they carry around in their saliva. And what they'll do is to bite a large prey item, and then they track it around for anything up to 4 days while they wait for the poor victim to die of blood poisoning. And when they feed,
there's a cheery Christmas note for you.
Well, an adult male Komodo dragon can eat anything up to 80% of its own body weight in one sitting, which is a big Christmas dinner for anybody, really.
Kevin, what are you going to do? Are you going to celebrate this birth in some way?
We're cautious here, and we certainly don't want to count our dragons before they have hatched. But if and when they do hatch, yes, I'm sure there'll be cause for celebration here.
Kevin Bewley, reptile curator at the Chester Zoo in northern England, where Flora is expecting 7 at any moment. Kevin, thank you.
Bye-bye.